This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Have you ever wished that God would do something about the things you see going on around you? It seems to you that He is waiting too long. You want Him to act now. But we have to keep in mind the scripture 2 Peter 3:9, which says, "The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." And that reminds us that God's ways are not our ways. God's time is not our time. However, just to show that He acts immediately when He deems it necessary, I want to point out to you some examples that show that God does indeed act while the deed is still hot, so to speak. The first one might be the expulsion of Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden. Because of their disobedience, which was based on a lie, life became much harder for them. I wonder if part of their discipline might be that they could remember what it had been like in the garden. Another example of instant action on the part of God is found in the account of Korah. Numbers 16 tells us about this. Korah was confronting Moses about his leadership and seemingly wanted to be a priest like Aaron. Korah complained that Aaron was not the only one who could be priest. They were all equal. They were all Levites. He convinced 250 others to join him in his rebellion. God dealt with this quickly. He caused the ground to open up and swallow Korah, his family, and followers. Another interesting part of this account is that the people blamed Moses and Aaron for the death of Korah. Again, God acted instantly, and a plague came upon them. If Aaron had not made intercession for them, more would have died than the 14,700 who did die. This was not a rebellion against Moses and Aaron. It was a rebellion against God and His chosen ways. It was a lesson the Jews needed to learn, but sadly, they did not learn it long term. There is another example, that of Achan, which is similar to one in the New Testament. Remember, Achan was involved in the destruction of Jericho. He took some items and hid them, which is a form of a lie. His punishment was instant. There are more such examples in the Old Testament, but I want to turn to the New Testament. In the book of Acts, we come to the account of Ananias and Sapphira. This is the one that is reminiscent of Achan. Ananias and Sapphira were believers in the early church. It was at this time that believers would sell something they owned and give the money to the disciples to give to those who needed it. This was a voluntary act. It was not required that everyone do this. But if they did do it, they should do it with a good will and honestly acknowledge what they had done. But Ananias and Sapphira sold some land and brought the money to lay at the feet of the apostles to be used for the common good. The problem was that they lied about the amount they had received. This was a totally unnecessary lie. They were not bound to give a certain amount, or even to give it all. But it was seemingly assumed that a person would give it all. That was the purpose of selling one's possessions. It was probably an act that others knew about, and that would cause them to think well of the person giving the money. Perhaps that was the motivation behind the lie. Ananias and Sapphira wanted to look good and be well thought of among the people. But they wanted their cake and to eat it too. So they said they were giving it all, when in fact they kept some back to use themselves. And that in itself was not the problem. The problem was that they lied about it. And this brings up an interesting point, a lesson to be learned. They thought they were lying only to Peter and the others. Peter, however, makes it clear that they were in fact lying to the Holy Spirit. In other words, a lie is not made just on a human level. It is also made on a spiritual level. Just as God is aware of all we do, so He knows all we say. And lying is one of the worst things or sins that can be committed. Just check the list of people who are not going to be in the New Jerusalem. It is found in Revelation 21:8, which says, "But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." The reason is that it was the lie of Satan that tempted Eve to disobey God in the first place. Ultimately, the examples that have been given here have their basis in a lie. Eve was deceived by a lie. Korah was caught up in a lie that it was not just those chosen by God who could serve as priests. Achan believed the lie that he could hide something from God. Ananias and Sapphira believed the lie that they could say one thing and do another and no one would ever know. They reckoned without God's omniscience. There was another thing these examples have in common also. They were all happening at a time when God was establishing something. They would serve as examples for others to learn by. In fact, there are so many lessons to be learned from Scripture that it would be impossible to relate them all. But you will find them for yourself as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.